Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
All right. Hey, what's up? This your boy, Jamie Ray, and I'm in the den with Nala on Power 904.
Yes, this your girl, Nala, and we are right here in the den on Power 904, and I'm sitting here with my boy, Jamie Ray. That's that right?
Yeah, Jamie Ray. What's up with y'all?
Jamie Ray, yes. Okay, so tell us who you are, where you from, what you do.
I'm Jamie Ray. I'm from Polk County, Florida. I rap, I sing, I do everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a whole everything in one package. You know what I'm saying?
And how long you been doing this?
Yeah, all kind of stuff. How long? I'm 32 years old, so I've been doing this for since I was probably like 15. So,
wow.
I don't know, like 17 years or something.
Wow, that's a long time. Okay. So, what was the inspiration that got you behind music?
Well, I always grew up around music. My daddy, he did music and stuff like that. He was in like a little southern rock band. You know what I'm saying? He did his little thing. It didn't really work out. Shout out my daddy, man. Love you. What's it called? My mom was more like into the hip hop though.
Okay.
Like the first CD she bought me, I think she thought it was gonna be like a kid friendly type CD. It was Ludacris, Word of Mouth. And you know, like the cover of that album was like kind of
Ray. That's that right?
Yeah, Jamie Ray. What's up with y'all?
Jamie Ray, yes. Okay, so tell us who you are, where you from, what you do.
I'm Jamie Ray. I'm from Polk County, Florida. I rap, I sing, I do everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a whole everything in one package, you know what I'm saying?
And how long you been doing this?
Yeah, all kind of stuff. How long? I'm 32 years old, so I've been doing this for since I was probably like 15. So
wow.
Seventeen years or something.
Wow, that's a long time. Okay. So what was the inspiration that got you behind music?
Well, I always grew up around music. My daddy, he did music and stuff like that. He was in like a little southern rock band. You know what I'm saying? He did his little thing. It didn't really work out. Shout out my daddy, man. Love you. What's it called? My mom was more like into the hip hop though.
Okay.
Like the first CD she bought me, I think she thought it was gonna be like a kid friendly type CD. It was Ludacris, Word of Mouth. And you know, like the cover of that album was like kind of the dog had a big head and he had a big head. I think she thought it was gonna be like some cartoonish like type.
Right.
But nah, that shit taught me a lot of shit. Yeah. So my dad doing his southern rock thing, my mom thugging. So I just got the best of both worlds, I guess.
Okay. So I see I'm reading your shirt, and I know you probably hear this a lot. You with country, it's country trap. So it kind of reminds me a little about Bubba Spark. Bubba Sparks fan, but tell me a little bit about this country trap rap you got going on.
I I'm gonna be real. Like, what, 2017? I was just doing my regular, my rap, my hip hop shit, and I was on like my R&B, hip hop, whatever, you know, my melodic rap shit, like pretty much what everybody doing, you know.
Right.
And I was like, I kind of like fell off a little bit, and I came to a point where I was like, I don't even know what to do anymore as far as music. So I was like, man, let me just mess around. And I looked up on YouTube. I was like, man, what's a country rap type beat? Like, I didn't grow up listening to country or nothing like that. Like, right. For real, keep it a buck. But I'm like, I'm going to put my own thing to it, though. I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna still talk about what I know and what I like, you know. So yeah, I like a long, healthy red bone. They never heard that in country,
right?
Crazy, and yeah, pretty much that was it. Like, and the trap, the country trap. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I came from that world, where I'm from. Like, my mother and shit. Like, she went to prison for trafficking and shit like that. And my stepdaddy, he in prison right now. He called me every damn day. Kind of put me on to that lifestyle when I was, like, 13 years old. So that's what I was really, like, on my whole life. But, yeah, so it's country trap. We ain't singing about no damn tractor rides and all that. I'm putting it in there. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, you speaking on some real ish up in there.
Yeah.
Okay. So I see that you said that, you know, you had a little breakdown moment or a little setback moment for you. You know, like I said earlier, we talk about mental health right here, and then I like to talk about it because I like to know how you as a human being, which people don't always see you like that, especially when you're doing music, they don't feel like, you know, you guys should go through anything, but you do. How do you deal with your mental health when it comes to those times and situations?
Realistically, like, I was going through it bad because, like, I kind of felt like I was on top of the world for a moment, you know what I mean? I came from nothing. So I've been doing this since I was like 15. And then in like 2017, I had a little breakthrough where I had a record with NBA Youngboy. It went like, it charted like number 30 something on Billboard.
Awesome.
I'm talking about it was playing on the radio, and I get in the car and I hear it, my own song on the radio. I'm like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going crazy about it. And, you know, it, like, people just think that because you get something like that, it's forever or something. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not forever. And I was dealing with some people that wasn't in my best interest at the time, that was basically, like, stealing my money, you know? So, at that time, for real, I'm gonna keep it a buck. At that time, I was all the way broke. Only thing I had was like happiness from what I had did, and I was all the way broke because the people I was messing with was stealing my money, you know. And like fast forward 4 years later, when I did that, you know, I just realized I had to. Like, picking to, I'm super, like, paranoid who I rock with. I don't sign no nothing with just anybody. I'm super paranoid, like, with everything with, like, but, yeah, so I ain't gonna lie. Like, when you talk about, like, mental health, like, for real, this junk, this is, like, if you can't handle it, this is probably not the business you want to get into, because it's a grimy business. And, it's true, I got, like, music PTSD or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, that junk got me, and I was already messed up in the head anyway.
Right.
You know, both my parents on drugs, and my mama's in prison, and stuff like that before all this, I was already messed up. So I'm putting trust in the people I don't, you know, barely know that's right. telling me, help me and put me on and this and that, you know. But now I feel like I'm just stronger and stuff like that. And, you know, my girl, she pressed me to go, because as a man, it's like, you don't want to go speak to nobody or do nothing like that. She pressed me to go see a psychiatrist. And, you know, I talk out my issues and stuff like that. And it really helped me, you know. But everything good. I'm chilling.
And that's good, because everybody needs somebody to talk to. We all need an outlet. Because we be holding so much in and deal with so many people throughout the day. And it's just like too much energy going on.
Nah, for real. And it's cool to talk to somebody you don't even know. You just let it out. Yeah. Yeah. I see my psychiatrist all the time. So it's cool, man. Like, it really helped.
So you mentioned a lot of stuff in the midst of this about, you know, people taking from us, or, you know, taking from the artist. What kind of advice would you give somebody that's like just starting out as an artist, because it seems like every good artist has been robbed. I haven't talked to like one good artist that hasn't been taken advantage of when they first got into the business. What is something very important that some of these new beginning independent artists need to understand?
It's like, just don't fall for it, because like, if they say, all right, first of all, if they say, look what I did for this person. Look what I did for this person in 2013. Da, da, da. You know what I'm saying? Boy, look, that was what you doing right now.
Yes, that's what I'll be saying. This 2023.
You know what I'm saying? Because I could really, me, myself, personally, I could do that to people. I could be like, look, I don't work with, because I got records with Lil Baby, Moneybagg. I got Lucci, all these people. I got a catalog full of records with people I done worked with. I got my own label. I can tell people, look what I done did. Come sign with me, you know? But what the fuck I'm doing right now? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I'm not right now. I'm doing great. But I'm saying there's certain people like that, you just got to watch out for it. Like, what are them guys doing right now, man? You know what I'm saying? So, everything ain't like great, like what people think. And then at the end of the day, even if you get with somebody that is genuine, they probably still getting over even a little bit. If it's a little bit, they still gonna get over. I don't care. This is the music industry.
Yeah, I was about to say, everybody's trying to get something out of something.
It don't matter. Like, I don't care if you get with the best person in the music industry, they kind of gonna get over a little bit. So you're gonna have to deal with it a little bit, you know. But yeah, just watch out and don't just jump on something and sign something just to say you signed something. It don't mean nothing.
And read your paperwork.
Yeah, definitely. Take it to the Lord. When you read it, you're not going to understand it. If you, like me, I dropped out of school in eighth grade, so I don't understand none of that. That junk is gibberish. I don't know what that is.
It go right over your head.
For real.
Okay. So, talking to Jamie right now, what will be your hottest song out right now? What we pushing?
My hottest song right now. I'm saying if we gonna put, what are we doing? I'm saying if we gonna push something, I will want to push the record I just dropped with Boosie. I want to push that. It's called Problem Solver featuring Boosie. We dropped it, what, like 2 months ago, month and a half, something like that. We got like 1.2 million on YouTube already. And you know what I'm saying? Streaming is doing good.
And the name of the song is called Problem Solver. So you work with one of the biggest artists right here in Florida, that's all over. How was it working with him, and how did you come up with the name Problem Solver?
Problem solver, like, all right, check this out. You know, everybody got to solve a problem sometime. Nah, but look, man, I got my, I don't know how to explain it without saying it, you know, in a way, but yeah, we all solve problems. Everybody went to school and did their little math and got their little whatever, and they solved their problem. It just depends if you solve it right or wrong. I don't know.
Thanks. The outcome.
No, I'm just talking about them things, you know. Yeah. Riding around with the problem solver. If you ain't got nobody in the car and they don't talk and they don't speak, yeah, we got the problem solvers in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shout out to Boosie, man. Yeah, Boosie, I ain't gonna lie, that was so real for Boosie, man, to do that, cause I honestly wasn't expecting that, cause I hit that man. I seen that he had followed me on Instagram. I didn't even know that, because his Instagram ain't verified, because right. He been having, like, I don't know, like 3-4 Instagrams. Man, and shit getting banned because he doing wild shit, whatever. I love Boosie. I grew up on Boosie, man. And I didn't even know he followed me. And I'm talking about this been, like, I don't even know how long it's been, because I'm getting followers all the time, you know? And I had went to his page. I'm like, oh, man, I want to see what Boosie doing. So I went to the follow, like, list to see, like, who he followed. And I see me on there. I'm like, what? I'm like, why? I'm like, I don't understand why. Okay. I'm like, let me hit him up. Shoot my shot and see if he'll jump on something. Man, that man hit me back. I said, you want to jump on any country trap records? He said, man, send it to me. I have it done for you in 24 hours.
Wow.
Ask for nothing. You know, Boosie always asking for something. Always asking for something. He asked for money. He asked for shit. I was like, what? For right. Real? That man sent me his number, and I sent him 3 records. And he picked that one, Problem Solving. And he said, boy, that joint fire, boy. I'm going to have it back to you in 24 hours. I like that. Wow. Yeah, he just sent it back to me. Damn, shit. All right, Boosie.
That's lit. Yeah. Well, you took a big risk, too. Something that a lot of artists are not doing, or whatever the reason why they're not doing it. But you just jumped in his box with no fear. Like,
I ain't. Look, man, I'm gonna do me. Shoot. Okay. Everybody.
Okay, so I have a wild card here in the den, and my wild card normally is a 16-bar challenge, but everybody seems to do 16-bar challenges. So what I did was I tried to take it to a little twist. So I see this dude like country trap. Could you give us something in country trap with using your name, Power 904?
What you mean, in a rap?
In a country, in your country.
In the den, in country trap. What the hell?
That was a trap.
Prepare me for this at all.
No.
You super gangster for that. Oh my God. In the damn country trap. And make it like about country trap? Country trap?
You can make it about whatever you want to make it about whatever you want to do it about. But you have to use those 4 words.
What 4 words is it again?
Country trap, Jamie Ray, In the Den, Power 904.
All right. That, like, my brain don't even remember. All right, country trap, In the Den, my name, and Power 904. All right, hold on.
Got him.
Nah, he got me a little bit. Hold on. Nah, fuck that. I ain't gonna lie. I'm so fucked up. You see me what I'm... Do you know what I'm drinking?
What you drink? Making a mess.
Nah, I swear to God, I just spilled this shit on my computer.
No! It's a wrap. What did it say? But it's... Oh. That was good.
I gotta wipe that junk off. Hold on. Oh, yeah. What am I supposed to do again? Jamie Ray something?
Country Jamie Trap. Ray Country Trap. We in the damn Power 904.
All right. Jamie Ray Country Trap 904. Okay. My name is Jamie Ray. My mom was in the pen. I sang Country Trap 904. We in the den. God damn. Oh.
He did it, y'all. That's what's up. That's what's up. So, okay, so we're going to let you go. We ain't going to waste too much of your time. We know y'all be busy or whatever, but I do appreciate the time that you did take to do this interview, to be on our radar right here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, Jacksonville. So, I didn't even know.
Yes, we in Duval.
Oh, I'm tripping. I'm from Polk County, Florida.
Yeah, you're right up the street.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Family.
Yes, we are. We are. But yeah, before I let you go, it's two things. I know that you out here, you're doing your shows. You're doing, you probably done did a lot more than what a lot of other artists have been doing. If you could perform anywhere in the world right now, where would it be and why?
Dubai.
Wow.
Yeah, Dubai. I don't know. I just keep seeing everybody in Dubai, and they look like they having a blast. Like, that shit look fun.
The video shoots be lit. And
driving, like, all the little, what them things called, the side-by-sides, the in the desert and shit, man. I'm trying to see right, like, man. That shit look fun as hell. I like Dubai, man, for real. I got to get my passport. I've never been out the country, so... Yeah, I'm trying to go to Dubai. Like,
you ain't coming back.
That'll be even cruel. So, and I'm from Florida. That's messed up.
Yeah,
I got it. Right.
But I know a lot of people from Florida who ain't never really been outside of the state. So I'm just like, what are you
from Polk County? You never even been out. Like, you probably been to Orlando, and you might have probably been to Tampa. You ain't even been to nowhere else. That's it. You Polk County, you stuck. I never even been to Miami. I swear to God.
What?
All my life, I never been to Miami. I feel so bad.
Dude, yeah, like, we gotta get you out. You making all this good music.
Man, it's messed up. I need to go to Miami ASAP.
You gonna be there.
Yeah.
And when you get there, we gonna know it. Okay, so the last thing I got for you today is, being that I just met you, Duval, right here in Jacksonville, Florida, for me to go around and tell people about Jamie Ray, if we was in the PR industry, what are three things that you would give me to work with and why?
Like, as far as what?
Things that you know would stick out for people to remember you. Like, how would we remember Jamie Ray? Like, how we know that's you?
Jamie Ray, authentic, you know. My music is real. It comes from a real place, you know what I'm saying? Even if people think it's, you know, a lot of people think it's goddamn fabricated and da 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 da. Nah, it comes from a real place. I'm a genuine person, you know, I'm a giving person. You know, and what else? I gave you two things. What else? I'm the best white rapper out of Florida.
Yeah. We don't know you by your chain.
Yeah, got the. I don't even gotta wear a cowboy hat no more. I put one on my neck.
What did it say, Junior?
JR, Jamie Ray. Yeah, because if I'd have put Jamie, these big ass letters, if I'd have put Jamie Ray, that shit would have been across.
All the way. Yeah, you can't be walking around like that. That'll weigh your whole neck down.
Yeah, this hard to carry.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So tell the people where we can come and follow you at.
At Jamie Ray Music everywhere. That's
Okay.
it.
Well, all right, you guys. You heard it here first, right here in the den with your girl Nala. You know we get all the exclusives, and Jamie Ray is on our radar.
All right, appreciate you.
No problem. Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
MK. Who won't smoke me? Who won't smoke me? Who won't smoke me? Nigga, who won't smoke me? Who won't smoke me? Who won't smoke me? Who won't smoke me? Nigga, who won't smoke me? Who won't smoke me? I'm tryna fuck a nigga lungs up. They be like, nah, don't put them damn guns up. Fuck that. Say big brother bring them guns out. When it smoke, we get the spinning while the sun out. I ain't never lacking, I pump gas with my gun out. Scream out what's happening to get the bus until it run out. All these niggas high, don't like what they got, it ain't no fun out. 7'6", big as hell to knock a nigga lungs out. 1, 2, 3, 4, kick your dope, get on the floor. 5, 6, 7, 8, don't make no noise, I'll eat your face. 9, 10, 11, we ain't gon' say that, nigga, we won't fuck with Jake. I'ma kill 14 niggas if 13 bitch niggas play. I think my Draco might be gay. Why? Cause he blow niggas. I just got a brand new lolly. That's a faux nigga. Call me an auto, yes, man. I don't know niggas. You can send your best man, you gon' lose your best hitter. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? That's how I step on niggas. Nah, I step on these bitches, I know.
They be on my page like Slap of Vaughn, I know they trolling me. Outside with y'all big homie be on, I keep the folks with me. Got it back in blood, y'all just don't know that's how it supposed to be. Call them for a feature just to kill him, cause we know he's sweet. Who the fuck is that? Bro, go check the door, look out the window, don't forget the strap. I be on they ass when I see ops, I do forget I rap. I be on this shit wherever I'm at, I learned that from the rap. He gon' drink whatever nigga sell him just to say hi. They be like he wasn't even with that shit whenever a nigga die. Mercy won't gon' always lie to y'all whenever a nigga die. Send a nigga stable as they check just to keep y'all quiet. Gonna stomp his ass. Better do what Nardo said, cause niggas die for pumping gas. Why you act like that shit so exclusive, bitch? That's public ass. Can't no nigga we don't fuck with come around, we stomp his ass. Nardo voice, creep up out that cut, we like shh shh. Nardo voice, catch it before he run, that gun gon' shh shh. Hey, who you kill? Steady talking like you did a drill. We gon' kill you sober, who done told you that I need a pill?
Real deal, step up, put my toe on that boy.
21.
You Mickey Mouse, bitch, you went and told on that boy. All my guns come with a switch, cause I'm fucking rich. I don't type no tweets or throw no fists. Get shot in your shit. Old nigga steady tryna diss. Fuck up off my dick. Caught him leaving bingo with his bitch, and we sent a blitz. Nardo tryna fight me by the stick. It's his turn to blick. I can't even roll my ass and shit. Pussies don't exist. 1, 2, 3, 4. Niggas mad I fucked they hoe. 5, 6, 7, 8. Pussies that got hit with this K. 9, 10, 11. Fuck 12. Ain't got L's, we on the chase. 13, 14, 15, 16, hollow tips, they hit his face.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? Hit that little bitch front or back.
Pest control, who called about rats?
Pussy.
Who won't smoke with us? 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 Nigga.
I be with real killers. I'm a rapping street nigga. Copy paste delete niggas. Can't wait till we see niggas. Okay. Who won't smoke is free. All the oppas sweet swish. Hop out middle of the street, hit him. Soon as he fall off his feet, kill him. Been out all week. Seen 3 RIP pills. My shooters all eat. You can tell that we rich. Pull up ball and swish. Been on all the hits. Now I'm all legit. Shout not a wick. Bitch. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fuck the ops, them niggas hoes. 5, 6, 7, 8. Slamming race, we GDK. 9, 10, 11, 12. No mask, still ain't go to jail. 100K checks in the mail. Put that away just for bail.
All the crack we used to sell, auntie house still got the smell. Fans be negative as hell, fuck that shit, I just prevail. AR hold 100 shells, aim that bitch, shoot everywhere. No limit, I never care, spin they block, they never there. Plus, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? Drop down.
I just came to show 'em something. Three dimensional, just know if I go killing shit. It was intentional, I did that off the muscle, my nigga. General principle, don't ask me why I did it, bitch. I did it cause you did it. Oh, now you and me have different goals, okay? This is life, they gon' hate, but that's alright. But they'll ask you for advice more than once, not just twice. Double up, make it triple, quadruple, that shit in multiple increments in the middle. Like Malcolm, but more like X, though. I'm at your neck, bro. Make them be quiet for it, like they got strep. I be on my tippy toes, I'ma still step though. I'm on all teams with it, on to the next flow. I'm on another level, bitch. You can't see me, I'm still feeling like I'm undefeated. They can't beat me, people say that they support you, but they just wanna free me and people, they gon' be jealous. But they just wanna be me, I don't blame them. I'm a cold ass nigga, I'd be mad too if I was such a whole ass nigga. You old whole ass nigga, I just know that I don't wanna die a broke ass nigga. Up the slope fast, quicker than the ghost. That nigga is a pro, yeah nigga, you ain't no penny low. I just wanna live to see how many more. Really though, I'm on the road like I just hit them in the road. They been trying to catch my way, but I've been chilling in the boat. Watch them soak, I'ma float all around the third coast. Roll them up, lick it, light it, watch them bitches burn slow. Daily habit, I'm an alien, I came to earth blow. Life's a bitch, I only came to leave a stain on her clothes, huh? Hey, I got it covered like a layered fur coat. I told them I just wanna ball like I play with a Spurs coach. Go Spurs, go. First, I came with the worst flow, then took over the turf, but I stayed in my circle. Suffocated them purple in they face till they turn blue. I be on some shit that just doesn't concern you. I'm back on my shit, overflowing the toilet. Tell them don't spoil it, I'm boiling. Even though it's too hot, they still enjoy it. Reduce the recoil, wait till I pop, it's gon' hit. I guarantee your body gon' ride, cause I won't miss. I had to get my mind right, y'all on the wrong shit. And some of y'all are worth nothing more than a song split. So what I had to do, I didn't have to switch my style up or change my attributes. Same old shit, another nigga with an attitude. Bottom of the map, that's my longitude and latitude. A bigger magnitude, they gon' make me act a fool. I won't let them trip me out my spot before they happens. I bet they gon' make me empty out this Glock. I'm so unorthodox, sport and rock, it do more than shop. I got a floor to mop, clean as ever like no shorts and socks. Shoes, t-shirts, you heard me right. I got my nuts in their mouth, fuck what they talking about. I murder mics, all I wanna do is shine while I smile like pearly whites. Until I reach the pearly gates, surviving these urban nights. Yelling money, 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 that's a hustler delight. That nutrition for our wallets will have our pockets looking right. It's the cook-up, the family reunion, we reunited. In my city, there's too much segregation. We divided, separated at the hip of the city. We lack the guidance, I provide them with a breath of fresh air. They get excited, it's been 3 years, I'm back in business. I shouldn't have left them without something they could rep to. Even though they kept repping, I got a tech coming soon. I don't even know what to call it, all I know is when I drop, they gon' faint. Everyone's falling, calling me because they know I'm the shit. Fluid and bombing, but I'm calming to a body preserved. This room is haunting, bitch, I kill shit.
I done been through the rain, done been through the drought. Either way, I had to figure it out. Experience pain and such a amounts. Got me thinking, why am I living now? Fuck on my shoes, pretend on the ground. Back on the wall, but I'm getting out. Ain't no way I see myself losing now. Taught myself to swim, I'm never gonna drown. Had to move away from all of the doubt. They just stayed away cause I had the bread. They bit the hand that was keeping them fed. If not for your mind, that was all that was said. Wake up in cold sweats when I sleep. Feel like I'm hunted by all of the dead. I got a 3-5 in the leaf. I'm about to make it a double instead. Don't deal with the captain when I'm doing business. Don't make it personal, cause it be business. It's nothing personal, even if I know you want a personal. There is no difference how I want work to go. We want the same thing, that's going to sleep and making some money. Wake up, do the same thing. I work for myself, you cannot take my money.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming, work, work through it all. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming, work, work for it all. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming, work if you want it all. Just keep.
keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Work if you want it all.
I had money, I'd have been broke. Either way, I'm standing all on my own. I know that they fake, they just come and they go. But I guarantee I'm never gonna fold. It done been whole weeks before I eat. Couple of months where I ain't have a home. I'm going days straight with no sleep. Getting that while I'm here for I'm gone.
Now I'm off the chain for something. Ain't nobody ever gave me nothing. The world gave a brother scraps, but I fought back and I went and made me something. I came from the block, got high, hit the spot. Now the clubs pay me something. Hit the stage, they amazed. Now the haters ask, can they come and play me something? Cincinnati, where I came from. In the A is where I stay now. Made my own lane, make a way, so it's really nothing you can say now. Before your homies wanna pipe up, I suggest that you should stay down. Face car good, every hood that I'm in, guarantee I stay round. Just stay down. You
should just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Work, work through it all. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Work, work forward all. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Work if you want it all. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Work if you want it all.
Yeah, yeah. You know what time that man has to motherfucker let go, Don't fuck my motherfucker trying to run that bag up. I don't know the team, nigga, just send the Eddie.
Look, I got 60 on the highway, doing 60 in the I-8. I can bring it in your town for you, that 60 in your driveway. And that money better be straight, or them bullets coming sideways. Left a man for the flyway, bad bitch love to play mind games. Yeah, it's hassle, still living like lavish packs under your girl mattress. Nothing better come up missing, bitch, you don't want that static. I'm the big guy in my city, couple pussy niggas won't kill me. They don't know shit by drilling, I just stack it up to the ceiling. I'm the middle man in the plug, keep you niggas out of my business. They always wanna know what I'm doing, keep that tool for an intruder. Collateral for my lawyer, couple M-Los, my jeweler. 20K in my cash, chef, on standby for a shooter. I smoke two blunts in the morning, sip my green juice and I meditate. Gotta keep your circle tight, everybody can't eat a plate. Some niggas want you to fail, you can see the hate in their face. So you gotta hit the gas on them, mask on, no flash on them. Really move that pack, niggas, money talk, no chat, nigga. Niggas know my bag different, I don't do no ass kissing. Say it once, no ad living, cashed out my last mission. Enough crime for a life sentence, baby girl like white diamonds. I don't do no night driving, better put your cash up. Niggas know I might slime the safe built to the tip top. Nigga out here still grinding, I don't need no cosign. Everything here real about it, hassling this motherfucker. Niggas know I drill about it, my respect I kill about it. Ever doubt that you'll hear about it, PSA for everybody. Yeah, PSA for everybody. Let go, hassle, charged up.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.